You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hey, my friend. Hey, angithini nitshelile ukuthi Wednesday namhlanje uyeza umntana kaMaqondwane. Hey, nungisani bafethu soba ne stress namhlanje. Ha ufikile umntana kaMaqondwane. Inzima maMaqondwane. Hey bafethu, lungisani inhliziyo zenu bafethu ufikile.
Girl, let's talk.
Oh girls, we got to talk. In fact, last week was an indicator because we were speaking about Obomama's baby, Akari. And the one thing that kept on coming up out of all the conversations was the issue of the in-laws. Because umuntu akaphumi nje comes from a family. That family now, when you guys become one, becomes your in-laws. And in fact, it was very, very clear that you in fact needed this space. And really speak about your experiences. So today is that space. We've opened it up just for you to talk about those difficult in-laws. In fact, if there was a certificate of some sort, if there was a degree, honors, masters, PhD of some sort, you'd have an entire display wall of his certificate. PhD in dealing with difficult in-laws, right? Because Hashem, when it comes to you, they really did you dirty. They really did. They really were the danger. In fact, let's talk about the fact that they were the danger in entertaining the ex and still treating the ex's family. Ngiyeke. Okay, ngiyeke. Or how about them being the danger in how their sisters and the brothers constantly cause chaos. Constantly. Ngiyeke. Okay. But nonetheless, you've seen it all. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how your in-laws did you dirty. And really, almost ruined a really good thing between you and your person. But you guys are fine now. So this is why this is the most important point of this conversation. How did you deal with your difficult in-laws? How did you move from a negative relationship to a positive one? Ladies, girls, the floor is open.
Girl, let's talk.
So let's talk about those difficult in-laws. Yeah, because also when you're in a long-term relationship with someone, eventually you also have to form a relationship with the family that they come from the mom to the dad to the aunt, uncle, sister, brother, cousin, everybody. And it's not always the case that the relationship is smooth sailing or even healthy, because the family is fun. Hey, and then forming and then solidifying that relationship can just be hard, just in general, right? Especially with the in-laws. So talk to me. If you're in the lucky draw of in-laws, you got the difficult types. How do they do you dirty? How do they do you dirty? And most importantly, how do you deal with that? Yeah? Anonza, hello.
Andy, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful, single and happy. So talk to me.
So I'll try to keep my story short.
Okay.
But my parents-in-law, most amazing.
Yeah.
Love them. But we get along so well. But this young one, the sister-in-law, Andy, so the relationship from the beginning has always been a bit rocky while me and brother were dating. But after we got married, we had a conversation and we promised to be sisters towards each other. Andy, jiggy, 2 years down the line, I'm starting to hear my name pop up in conversations I know nothing about. I'm starting to hear, ubuti, I said this, I said that. I look down on their family. Andy, it was a complete disaster. So I sat Hadi down and I was like, listen, I want to call a meeting with your parents because I want to deal these issues.
Sure.
And I have to clear my name. I mean, my plan is to be in this family forever.
A long time,
you know?
Yes.
So sat him down. We then called his parents. We drove to the Northwest. And we had a sit down with all of his siblings, their partners, younger sister, parents, everybody. And I said, listen, this is an opportunity for us to just air things out. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm hearing. This is what she's been doing. And
was
I just
sister
want
sister in
to
the meeting
to...
there?
Sister was there in the meeting, obviously trying to deny stuff, but they were receipts. They were receipts. And so in the end, I was just like, you know what? I plan on keeping my distance from her until she kind of works through whatever she's feeling or whatever she's experiencing or whatever challenges she may be having with me. And time, I guess, will just heal the wounds, you know. So since then she's matured a little bit. We're trying to find our way back to each other now that I have a child. She obviously wants access to the baby, and I want her to be an aunt to my child as well. But I also need to be in a position where I feel completely comfortable with having her in my space and not doubting if, you know, she's, you know, going to start saying stuff about me again behind my back. So for me, I think that kind of worked because it showed hubby how serious I was. And it also helped in terms of his family, putting her in her place, you know, and putting a stop to this bad behavior. Luckily, very understanding people supported me throughout this entire process. And now we're trying to rebuild again because we're family at the end of the day. But yes, what a roller coaster.
Also, I mean, at this point, you have to establish a brand new relationship as well because, of course, there is you know, a child involved. And, of course, now you need to trust that, you know, auntie will be there, Rahadi will be there and not make problems. Yeah, but good on you for calling that meeting, and everybody must be present, mustn't be he say, she say. Come with the receipts. Now, this is a solution. Talk to me, ladies. It's officially open. The doors of Girl Let's Talk have officially opened for you to talk about how your difficult in-laws did you dirty. And really, they almost ruined a good thing, but you said, no, 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 senor, not here. How did you deal with those difficult in-laws? What was your solution to the matter? Talk to me. Were you petty? Yeah. You were petty, right? Okay. Ananza, hello.
Hi, Njani.
Nkhono njani wena?
Ngiyaphila.
Nakwenza in-laws.
Yeah. Isilimba ngolesimuzi. Isitori sami, for 2 years, umshado wethu alright. And besihlala ngumamazala. And then the third year, uhabi wahamba wayosebenzela kwenye province kula ngasala nomana in-law. And then ngagula because idepression ukuthi awutholi bantwana dala ngithandana izinto ezinjalo. So now ngabatshela ukuthi njengoba ngabatshela ukuthi ngiyagula but they didn't take me serious. So mina ngadecide ukuthi yona ngiyogulela ekhaya. I told Hadi, and then Hamba. Nashala ikhaya, nashala, wakona, but wafuna Christmas Day. And then umalume wathi, asikho sihambile. Izani after abo Christmas nabo nguye, okay, fine. And then they became after New nabasiya ngenye bongazala nabomalume nomkhulu mamazala wathi sesidecidile ukuthi usistan angasabuki asalahlala ahlala angenza anytime azothatha izimpahla zakhe i-furniture and then nalo wami uzuqhubekela ngempilo and then umalume wathi okay it is movable. Bhuti, wena usafuna ukuhlala nesi. Ubhuti wakhala wathi, mina ngathi okay, sofuna ukuthi sihlale, asiphume lapha, then ngizoba right. And then ugogo wathi, sikhulumile sesigcebile, wena buza uthathe izinto zakho. And then.
Yuma bathi, why? What is the reason why bengafuni for you to come back home?
Bebune. Yabona unesiphiwo sibantu abadala plus technique so yabona izinto zakhona into nti uyidilino ukuthi unesiphiwo sabantu abadala. So now ugogozi uyabona lokho and then intanakhe akaboni. So kwaphela kanjalo like bengatholi abantwana.
So
indidala ngihlala mangangiphenyeni.
So they put that on you, but when I get you have not fulfilled.
Yes, and actually, signally, Apula. Look at me, Apula. Yeah, I'm a Apula man.
So, are you still together with the
good? Kodwa ngalelilanga.
Hayi. So bamosha konke nje.
Yey.
Wow. Wow, Anonza. Wow.
So do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Moshe, because ngale akulalani yakhuluma.
No. So it wasn't you. You weren't the problem.
Yes, it's God's will. Then over
yes, some things happen for a reason because God maybe was like, not here, Mdax. You cannot multiply your seed here. It cannot. Wow. Yeah, hi, son. In my hand, go so. Hi.
Hi, Zemuya.
Oh, hi. Return soldier, I will be as well. See, I'm going to go.
All right.
Sure. You never know the family that you marry into or that you love into. Sure. Kutwa, we are now relieving you of your services. This is insane. Wow. Talk to me. Ladies, girls, the floor is open. Let's talk about how the in-laws did you dirty. You didn't have a nice or a pleasant in-law experience. In fact, yours was uphill from the kids. How did you deal with that? How did you deal with that particular situation? Because at some point, something must be done. How did you deal with it? How did you find a solution to that? Talk to me. So, you know, if, okay, you find yourself in a situation where this is your person, right? Mm. And of course, now the in-laws, whether it's mom, dad, you know, the sibling, sister, brother, cousin, just difficult. How do you deal with that situation?
Sure.
Juliet?
I'm finding it hard to answer you because I've had in-laws that are very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship's strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So but where are you now?
Where okay. am I now? The guy is the problem.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like now, it will be the opposite where the guy is the perfect thing. Now, family.
Problems.
I think in that instance, I wouldn't know. Look, I'm just... It would be important for the guy to play a very important role. So you're not making the person choose between the two because that's an unfair kind of responsibility to put on someone else. But they should at least be able to protect you. You know, and I think that if the person is not willing to do that, that's not a relationship that I'm willing to kind of see through or whatever, you know?
Yeah. They need to stand up for you, especially in your absence and not just when you're there. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know what is the difficult part is that okay, fine, Umunduak is now fighting for you, at least you know putting up a shield against you. However, the problem still remains. You know they behave up until you know that they see that the guard is off, and then you try again. So now at that point, what happens? Can you now? Because we had somebody called who said that they're the one who called the meeting, and they brought all the families together and said, "Hey, here's the order of the day. Here are the receipts. Everything you've heard about me is a lie. And we're not doing this." What is the furthest extent that you would go to intervene when it comes to difficult in-laws?
I think a meeting as well. I don't know if I'd have the courage to call it myself. I'd probably like ask my mom or like Muntumtala from our house. Because also, what we view ourselves as is not necessarily how other people receive
us. That's true.
So you can go there in defense mode saying, "No, Basile, this is what they say about me." But you may have done very little things that, because you're coming from a totally different upbringing,
background
all of that. Small things that you do may be offensive to somebody else, and then they're like, "Yeah," then you didn't rectify. And sometimes it's just about having a conversation. "I did not like it when this happened, and this is how I took it." And then you're like, "That's not what I meant." Then if the relationship ailungsege after that, guys, aibo, it's okay to walk away.
Yeah. Walk away from the in-laws or the person?
Well, it depends on how much it affects you.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Chadan, guys. Bawo kusela abantwana bakho from difficult in-laws. Talk to me, feel good family. Talk to me, ladies. It's our conversation today on Girl Let's Talk. You dealing with difficult in-laws. How did you deal with that? How do they do you dirty? Talk to me. Oh, yes, girls. We're talking about the difficult in-laws who were bad to you. Oh, yes. They were difficult. Just difficult to you. And they really, if you're really going to be honest about it, they did you dirty. Okay? Every single obstacle you went through, they were part of it. They were the source. They were the danger of the obstacles. Talk to me. How do they do you dirty? How did you deal with it as well?
My mother-in-law, why you toss so ashore? You're the one and food. Bang and food and to Uyangazel. It's my bank seven in terms of but you, Kosiam Chisa, Maholeli, every shaka in, or the Kapusaka belong to Adam, you food, I am food, you are the food, Mam Tun. Why tell me the friend, I have the food, Mam Tun. Have you Lila, at a good room of money? I'm moving at all. I'm fooling Jamie and I was bad. That's my respite. A cool corn was born. And then I see more Alumako. I'm fooling. Was on a lamb, Mama Egg and Panga Egam. You can never close and wash on Egg and Pangam. Nazaran years old auntie were like her, so I saw the corn one big gum. Yet I too have a gun. Oh, I'm a mother. Abu Mamazal Abanabakorite, like a real stress is not Mama just correct. As my full abundance, Namas, Guzma Buban.
Yeah, also the fact that, you know, you didn't get, you weren't given a name, that is a blatant display of you are not welcome here, Angu Fun. Wow.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Yo, yes. Utinte is in this exam. I was married, Mamazala wam waye toxic and cruel and everything until my hubby couldn't take it. I kept on saying angsabuyeli lapha, you understand? But only to go back because I loved this guy and I wanted to build a family with him, you know. The best thing is the guy ended up hanging himself this year around June, on the 18th of June. So yeah, we buried him because of that. He couldn't choose between me and the mom. So yeah, oh guys, isn't this Ndlula Kuzozi?
Wow. Listen, we had to get you on the line. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, Sandy.
Corner, listen, just hearing your story, man. It's been how many months now? Four, 5 months of you know, of losing.
Yeah. This is the 5th month. Yeah, because it was around June this year.
So how have you been coping?
I'm coping, Andy. Another thing is because.
I'm saying things are still fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing is we are in a distant relationship. The guy was working in Limpopo. Mm. I'm working here in Gauteng. Sure. So I think that's another thing. But sometimes, you know, Oksalayo, he was my husband. Exactly. He was there. When we were off, we went home. We met at home. When he was off, sometimes he could come this side in Gauteng, you see.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be strong for my kids, especially.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
But only thing that I can tell you is I never cried. I never cried for this guy. Every time when I'm supposed to cry, I just get surprised. But how can you know?
But you know, the mourning process is different for everyone, you know, especially because
you're
still in month 5 of really trying to come to terms with why this happened. So, you know, in and of yourself, you are still going to come to and really realize what has happened, because there was a lot happening in the midst of it all. Jongane Anonymous, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I know you've been through a lot, so I just want to know, are you busy next week Friday?
Am I what?
Are you busy next week Friday? 25.
Next week Friday,
November
25. Yes, I am working, but I can do something if ever you want me.
Jong,
take a day leave.
Jong, uzophangela up until 3, ne? And then 3, you're going to make sure you head to Stanton Convention Center, because I'm giving you 2 tickets valid at 1,000 rand, 1,500 rand to go to the Joy of Jazz concert.
Oh, just
for you to go with somebody you know and that you love.
Yes,
and, you know, just to get you. Exactly. Exactly. Ash. That.
Ash. I really need that. I really appreciate. I am very happy for that. I thank you very much.
Only a pleasure.
I need those kinds of things. Yes.
Definitely. You know what? You're going to be seeing the likes of Dumza Maswana, Slale Selota, Msaki, Jimmy Shuhu, Mahua Music. It's going to be an incredible experience, and I think it's really going to be an experience and an opportunity for you to just let your hair loose just a little bit and to get your mind off of things and to get some bit of enjoyment when it comes to life, because you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
In-laws. Yeah. Ne. Listen, I may or may not have tickets, more of them. Angas. You'll just have to stick around to find out. And also, you just have to send me a WhatsApp and let me know about all of those toxic and difficult in-laws that you've had to deal with. Hmm. How did they do you dirty? Talk to me.
Hey, so well as it ends.
Hello.
Mina, I am in-laws. I know what's up. Go tell her. Mama Zal. Mas Vagashan Jalo. Masasasam below. Tumeli call Mtananwaki.
Ah.
Akulu Mazin. This man is a galangutin. Tengeluk Pagela. Banga funu pagel. Oh, the other day you got girl and you're in time. Let us sing a chief tala. It's in the city class, then she langa to police in. Hey, Yalanda, the call. What some funu in the case of funu umbula? What can was our phone on besides it was yes. Since from that day, Latin Jangyagin, a pin, the new phone, or one of them phone, exercise into the jiggy. As the gas is showing the loss of showing a corner, so as Nisafoni and Sensenix, Mangabe Tanakati, as I'm be soon born, Ilesus Kati, and Zombon and Kurumanai.
Sure, anonymous, hello.
Hi, Ndunjan.
Ngonjan.
Talk
to me.
Yeah. I will say among my mother, I don't want to lie. To a point, ukuthi umama mutshela kahle athi yo emaXhoseni
yalela
kude
yo not my people getting the smoke
yo and then ngoku nami I am that people nami phela ke manje
yeah
so what happened is that okay my mom gets married mm-hmm. while she was pregnant with me
mm-hmm.
and then she got married in March and then in May she had me
mm-hmm.
and then during that time of the wedding, there was a plate after we day baba yo, and the plate swapped, and the plate that was supposed to go to my mom went to my dad. My dad went and did an operation because he almost died. But then after all of that subsided, then Tata had an affair with the pastor's daughter. Mind you, the pastor was the pastor that married them. So.
Okay, carry on as I process. Mm-hmm. Yo.
Hey, my dad had that affair with the pastor, and then the church got involved trying to, you know, to handle the situation. But no, man, you got married here. This is the man that got you and your wife married. How can you date the daughter?
Exactly.
Because I am marrying the pastor's daughter.
Hey?
Yes. My grandmother was like, no way, sifuna malobolo wethu, sifuna yolobolo mntana kaphatha. Hey, it was the movie, I don't wanna lie. And then my dad left kanjalo. I'm 32 years now, in 2020, bengikhishwele malobolo. My uncle sent me back to my paternal side saying, go speak to your dad. He's supposed to be present and handle everything because umntana semtshatweni. The grandmother said, asisena khobo nani. My father said, tshela bomalume akho babone ukuthi baphuma kanjani. It was so heartbreaking. It was so sad. Even now, my fiance is coming back. I think about it. Go to Amara. But then I know I can't even reach out to him because that's how my mother's still married.
So they're holding a grudge simply because in Duguma Mako, basically. Wow.
Basically.
Heck.
And to think that my mother is yazi ufowak in making sure that from izinto zesintu she does right because I don't want you to suffer in marriage like I did because firstly the surname was wrong and all of that.
Oh,
so I want to do everything right so that by the time you get
problems in your marriage, then it doesn't come back to me. Ukuthi it didn't do this for umntana, it didn't do that for umntana.
Wow.
So yeah.
So now who's holding the lobola? Who's handling that now?
It's my uncle. It's my uncle, and then even on my mother's side, those family politics, it's just my uncle went out and asked Abu Baba Bazisin to outside to come and assist him. So it's very sad because you watch those videos and you see brides dancing with their dads, and I think, yo, I'm not going to have that because my father just decided to die.
Wow.
But yes, this is terrible. It's painful.
Can I do something just to at least lighten your load, or just at least give you something to smile about in the midst of the preparations? Because it's a beautiful thing. You two, you found your person, and now you guys are going to become one. And you mustn't stay off course in terms of that. That is a beautiful thing, because there are people who never find their one, and you found that one. So here's what I'm going to do. Next week, Friday, you've got date night with your fiancé, okay?
Oh my God.
You're going to Joy of Jazz, baby. You got two tickets valued at 1,500 rand, and you're going to be going. You're going to have a good time. And you guys are going to enjoy Jimmy Zoo Zoo. It's going to be a good time. Okay?
Definitely gonna be a good time.
Oh,
thank you.
Please make sure, as you are there, please remember why it is that you two are coming together, and you guys are why you guys fell in love, and that you don't get off course with that and you run with that feeling. Because as much as family and in-laws and generational in-laws want to intervene, don't let them mess up this moment for you. Okay? Sure. Difficult in-laws. Wow.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.